All right, good evening, and welcome to the Phoning It In radio program on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM. Tonight, we are joined from not too far away in Sacramento by Dead Western, a.k.a. Troy Mighty. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
And you can hear me.
Yeah. And you're
hello.
Not
hello.
So far away right now.
Not at all. In my kitchen.
Cool. And there are so many questions that I want to ask you.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the best thing to do would be to set some context and just go right into a song first.
Here's a song.
Hey there.
How's it sound out there in Radio Land?
It sounds great. What was that one called?
I suppose it's called The Smallest Things. It's the newest of the songs I've written, though. It was written a little while ago.
So first of all, is Troy Mighty your real name?
No.
It's
Troy is.
Yeah. Well, Mighty is a good surname.
It happened long ago.
Yeah.
In eighth grade, I had a very, very good friend named Justin Dalton, who ended up punching me later and not being my friend at all. But he called himself Sir Dalton and wrote it on all of his homework, and his teachers referred to him that way, and I must have been pretty impressed by that and decided I needed such a surname.
Yeah, well, that's a good story.
What's that?
It's a good story. So tell me, to set some context for the people listening, do you currently have a beard?
No, not at all.
That's what I thought, because you were clean-shaven last I saw you, but in all the pictures you have that mighty, as it were, neck beard.
It lived with me for quite a while.
Yeah.
I returned home last fall from a disastrous tour experience that ended up really excellent as far as it could have, but not a lot of the tour actually ended up happening. And I took the train home from Boston, a place you're familiar with.
Are you from Boston?
No, not at all. That's the first time that I'd been there, and I met some really, really incredible folks who helped me out quite a lot, and I had a really good time. And in Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts.
Yep, at the White House?
The White House. I performed there a couple times. There was a very large Halloween party with 12 bands in two different rooms. And, yeah, I've never, ever, ever experienced a house full of so many people who get along so harmoniously and are involved in each other's lives in such meaningful ways.
An incredible place as far as that goes.
Yeah, indeed.
So how did you arrive at your singing style? I mean, I don't even know if that's your style. Maybe that's just like, you know, you opened your mouth when you were six and that
no
was
way.
How it came out.
I've been singing via singing, especially publicly, for several years. The first Ed Western show was in 2001 and was a much different thing. And recordings from that time sound much different.
Yeah, well, it's extremely evocative just for, you know, in case the listener is picturing like a 300-pound man. You're mostly like...
I weigh less than I ever have, actually.
Yeah, you're a fairly tall, skinny, clean guy.
Thank you very much.
Which is very much at odds with the dead Western, you know, what one might picture.
I suppose maybe I should wear a fat suit when I play.
No, that might... I think, you know, I've never seen you live, but I was watching a video on your MySpace page today, and I think that's part of what makes the performance so striking, is it's just so incongruous to hear this massive, like, rumbling basso coming out of a tall, thin dude.
Yeah, I bet. That's fun. I don't get to experience it that way, but I'm glad to hear that it's a good time.
Yeah, does it take a lot of effort to sing like that?
It does. Well, to perform in general, it does. And if
that's
it's going to be a very good and worthwhile performance, it's going to take effort, but it always leaves me feeling better than I've ever felt.
Cool.
So it's well worth the work.
Well, in that case, how about another song?
Another song.
Share in the
What were those last two songs called?
Oh, that last song was called Abandoning Offering, a prelude to. And what did I play before that?
A short one that may or may not have been about
father. A father ain't a man. The first couple songs are on an album that was just very recently finished. Very solid and excellent, featuring some excellent, amazing creators. creative other musicians. And speaking of performing and such, and this record, lots of the material will be toured at the end of July with a couple others, Kevin Corcoran playing percussion and Jesse Phillips playing bass, and I'm very, very excited about that.
Cool. Is that album, when is that going to be released?
I have
no
idea. You let me know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be around. I'd like to share.
Great. So are you prepping for a tour, another tour?
Shows around will be the last couple of weeks of July that the trio will be touring, and I'm not sure. And that's what we're rehearsing for. I don't know if that will extend beyond the tour at the end of July. Definitely be playing a couple shows around town before and after, I'm sure. Hear, hear. How about another song?
All right, sounds good.
So I might say, I might add, you can imagine these somewhat sparse songs and guitar parts with the musicianship I just mentioned, and know that it will be a very good time.
What toils have you been through to be here? Tree. you make the most of your time. Yesterday came and went away in no time. I'm not satisfied, 'cause what I hide crawls back to haunt me when yesterday ties up today. Your time has flown to nothing.
We'll cut the end off because it's 8 o'clock now. Wow. Are you still there?
Yeah, that was good timing. That was pretty epic. I'm sorry that you had to do that.
Oh, it's no problem. You can imagine the song just kind of taking you away.
Yeah, does that one have a title?
Where the Wind Will Blow.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much. It was a good time.
Yeah, where can people find you online or more?
Type Dead Western into that fun box of yours and things will come up and you can find me. And I'm a friendly guy.
That's true, you are.
Thanks. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, please stay on the line for just a second.
All right.
You've been listening to Dead Western on Phoning It In on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM and online at kdvs.org. Look for that show to be posted to phoningitin.net where you can listen to it and many, many other shows.
Can I say real quickly for the locals that... this Friday at the Java Lounge in Sacramento, I'll be performing with Ellie Fortune, who is the Jesse Phillips playing bass with me that I mentioned and has some guitar songs of his own that I'm in love with. And Casual Fog from Nevada City is playing as well.
Awesome. Well, everyone should check that out. Stay on the line just a second, Troy.
All right.
Thanks again, and stay tuned for Drip the Night Fantastic.